Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Kindly state your name.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
What?
A Gao Media station.
Are we on the air?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Whatever your mountain, climb on. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. We are live at Prime Social here on Westheimer. Westheimer at Stony Brook, just west of Voss, Hillcroft, right there, right by Lance's house. Just stop by Lance's house on your way here.
Yeah, it's right here. My house is called Starbucks, because that's where I spent so much time over the last... I didn't used to drink coffee when we started the show.
No.
I didn't drink coffee until late in our 6-10 days.
Still, you still don't, because you're an iced coffee guy.
Well, it's because I
want to get it... A lot of people would say...
Well, I don't sip it and savor like this... The flavor of this roast is amazing.
Well,
you know what I'm getting it for?
Right.
Caffeine. If I could take pills, I would.
Why can't you take pills?
I mean, I guess I could. I don't know. I feel like that's so after school special. Like I could, something really terrible could happen.
No.
Now I have a.
It's called greenies and.
Yeah, that's not really just caffeine though. Those are controlled substances in
baseball
there.
Baseball players used to do it.
No, I know it's still controlled substances. It's still illegal.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally legal. I can drink this coffee, and I get the 30-ounce coffee. And
by the way, it just means that's more milk.
I tell you what. No. They pour to this line right here. This is the line they pour to, and then it means it's more ice. For me, it's less ice, and then they add some half and half. But here's, I do have a full-blown coffee. I say coffee addiction, a caffeine addiction. It's not that I'm not even joking. I have it 7 days a week. If I don't, I get headaches and all that stuff. And I thought about weaning back, and then I was like, for what? And Ken Hoffman yesterday told me he comes in the office. I like how Ken Hoffman is in all.
Why
our
is he in?
Why is he
way?
In our business so much? He goes, you know, here's the thing.
What?
You guys, okay, you beat Josh Ennis. This is true. This is true. From your time slot, 7 to 9. It's really 7 to 9:30. I know this. You don't have to tell me. He goes, if you would, Lance, start going 6 to 10, like regular show. I said, Ken, why are you in my personal business right now with my time? I'm not doing 6 a.m. ever again. Never in my life am I going to do a 6 a.m. show. He goes, this is a fact. There is no difference between waking up for a 7 a.m. show and 6 a.m. show. I said, ask your boy John what he thinks. I said, anybody who's ever done it knows damn well there's a big difference between waking up in those hours.
Why do you ever listen to anything he says?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
He says New York pizza is the best. He's stupid.
Well, I mean,
I mean, honestly.
You like that Chicago? You like that big,
that's
giant
not
pies?
Chicago
that's
pizza.
That's what everyone else thinks. That's what everyone thinks.
That's tourist pizza.
Everyone thinks
no
that.
One in Chicago eats deep dish pizza.
Geno's
no
has
one.
That.
No one. No one.
Well, Geno's
no
is your place.
No one in Chicago eats that.
Then why do y'all call it Chicago pizza?
No, that's what other people call it. In Chicago, we go, oh, that's not, don't, I don't even know what that is.
It's so much marinara sauce. Can I get a spoon? What is
it's
this pizza?
It's just cheese. That's all it is. Why don't you just get a big slab of cheese?
No, no.
Oh, stop already with deep dish pizza.
But, so the coffee, I don't know how the hell I started on coffee, but, yeah, I got to have that. That's why that's near my, that's basically my house is, any. I know where all the Starbucks are. You post up there for meetings and things like that. You can just do your work in there. And sometimes when I used to do my draft stuff before I worked NFL, I would do it at a Starbucks, and then I'd go do Charlie Show. And then during Charlie Show, since we didn't really talk between breaks, I could do draft stuff. And it wasn't that we didn't like each other. I like Charlie fine. He likes me fine.
Charlie
I think.
Is not a conversationalist.
He's just not a it's not a chit chat thing. And
no. He comes in every day after we're done.
Yeah.
He walks in.
Oh hey, yeah, how Charlie. Does that go?
Nothing.
It's the same with
it's
everybody.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, it's not personal. He's
it's
just not,
not
a he's
he,
not a
hey, have a
guy.
Good show. Okay.
But I did three hours with Charlie. And there were several breaks. And we both had commercials, and breaks would run about 6 to 7 minutes. And so you had to find something to do to keep yourself occupied, or there was just going to be that awkward silence. So I would do, like, entire, you know, draft stuff.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
That's how you got a job making nice money for the NFL. That
yeah, yeah. And it was fine. And me and Charlie understood the deal. We didn't need a –
Charlie, we don't need to talk either. I mean, when Charlie comes in, hey, Charlie, hey.
Mine. Every once in a while, I played
a
game.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we get.
It's better than. Remember when Sean and Johnny Harris used to come in for their show?
Yeah.
I used to tell them, try not to suck today.
Yeah, lots
that,
of talk.
That, was, my, that was my pep talk to him.
Charlie's never sucked on the radio.
No. Charlie's going to bring.
Never.
It. Oh, Charlie, and he's got. You can
if
tell.
If you ask Charlie who the five best college basketball teams are right now,
boom.
He can knock that out in about 20 seconds. He'll
no,
give you his
in history, he can tell you. Too.
No, but he can tell you right now.
Right now.
Who's keeping up with college basketball right now?
Well, it's that's
Charlie
pretty
is.
Easy. It's going to be Kentucky.
You just throw out the names.
Kansas,
Michigan State, Kansas, Duke.
Michigan State,
and North
Duke.
Carolina,
that's
probably.
All. That's all. I'm going to go okay. there. And
here's what Charlie would say.
You are you,
actually,
you hit three of five?
Yeah. Actually, Arizona should be awfully
right.
tough this year.
Yeah, right. Oh, didn't know that. Yeah. Okay. Except Arizona will disappoint, as always. Won't they?
Yeah.
Except Boynton Miles Standish or whatever his name was.
Yeah, he could play. I did tell speaking of disappointing, there's not – obviously, Houston doesn't go until tonight. The Rockets don't. The Astros are out of the playoffs, so we can't talk Astros
what?
Right now. Yeah.
Everybody's out of the playoffs, Lance.
And your Houston Texans have – well, I know, but it just feels like
how
I'm
about,
still waiting. I'm in a holding pattern.
I'm waiting to find out if anybody else is going to get hit with beers at – okay.
Anything Boston-related?
What a bunch of D-bags.
Home team, their team, it just doesn't matter. That's their new thing is throwing beers on people.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Is John Gruden the worst hire, maybe, at $100 million, is he the worst hire, maybe, in the history of sport?
I can't say that yet. Well, the money is what changes it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're saying. It's a long, guaranteed deal.
10 years.
I mean, I would say, obviously, no, if we were just saying, look, there's been Rich Kotite. There's been a lot of bad
hires.
Yeah, but
what did
Rich guess
Kotite?
Jackson was a bad hire. I mean – nobody really puts the 1-31 over two seasons on Hugh because the team was so bad.
Dell asked a pretty good question.
What?
You got the Browns over the next 5 years or the Raiders?
That's not a good question. I take the Browns. I don't think anyone would even.
Oh, I don't think.
I'll
say John Dorsey over.
Yeah. John Dorsey over who? Over John Gruden.
Over John Gruden.
Because I don't think Reggie McKenzie's making moves anymore.
No,
and I don't think he'll be as a
no,
I don't
and
think
every
he'll be
movie
GM.
Makes John Gruden poo-poo and says what an idiotic move that is.
This last draft was not a Reggie McKenzie draft.
No.
And I could tell as soon as it was made, I was like, and Gruden is known as a guy who wants to, you know, buy the grocery, so to speak. But, Dell, I don't even think that's a good question because I don't know. I would be shocked if anybody outside of the Raiders, I would be shocked if the Raiders got more than 25% of the votes, and that feels high to me. I mean, look, they can't beat third string Nick Mullins, who can't even play. Now Kyle Shanahan's a wizard with quarterback play, but you can just take a guy, just don't screw up. and we can beat the Raiders.
Listen,
Derek Carr, what has happened to Derek Carr?
He's terrible.
Remember when we used to go, the Texans could have had Derek Carr.
Ron,
thank God.
Our producer, Ron.
Hire Rick
Captain
Smith
Ron's
back.
Out here today, by the way.
Yeah, I see him.
You are on every day with Tony Dazier, right? You and Tony? What happens today?
He's got to learn how to turn his own mic on.
How about turn your mic on? You're the producer.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
It's not. It's, that one's not going to work.
Yeah. Why? What
Tony,
is that?
Tony, he and Tony Dazier, I listened to them. 94.1.
What does that have to do with anything?
Well, he's out here. What is Tony doing? Tony's
you.
Like, what the bleep?
Just doing old sports.
John Alansky, my guy. Who am I? Who's he talking to right now? Jay?
Yeah.
Shay? I don't know what that means.
No one knows what any of this what you're talking about means.
No,
going,
I know.
Tony DeSear, is that the guy who's always doing sports flashes?
Yeah, he
three
does
days
sports
old?
Flashes, yes.
That, is were, he the one
that,
tell
were,
us
that are not the right day. Yes, that's him.
Texans just traded for Demaryius Thomas. Like, well, that was like 3 days ago, Tony.
Tony.
And it's not his fault. It's whoever's putting
the
in the system.
The Astros lost game four.
Yeah.
What? Tony DeSear,
well,
catch
we're,
up.
We're in November. You know what? It was this day. It was this day in 2017 that I was headed to New York.
Oh, yeah.
And
this
the Astros
is the day
had
after.
Just won.
Yeah.
The Astros had just
we
won.
We didn't celebrate yesterday with the one-year anniversary.
I know. Well, this is the year because it kind of crossed over almost into the – it really did cross over into November. You celebrated here at Prime.
I did.
About the same time.
I was here about 4 hours ago. I know the truth.
Hey, did you celebrate?
I did.
Were you winning?
I was.
Like the Astros? Yeah. See?
I was a champion last night.
Did anyone throw beer on you?
Dude, and I had lost. Actually, it was the Yankee series because the last two times I was here, got my ass handed to me.
Yeah.
And then I came back yesterday.
Oh, so it was like like when you lost in
New York. And won the last two here.
What a great – Every series had a different feel that was just great, that was exciting. It had a Clutch City feel when they came back from the losses in New York and won the last two.
I remember
it was very similar to that first Rockets championship.
Tell, don't you remember one of Lance's partners,
his
favorite partner on the radio, tweeted something about, well, if you're just going to lose anyway.
I'd rather you not even make the playoffs. Like, supposedly, A.J. Hinch, that got to A.J. This is what I've heard. That got to A.J. Hinch and A.J. It's like,
not going on there anymore.
This isn't gonna happen anymore. Somebody who says this in the middle of a World Series, I got that from a very reliable source that said there's that made its way to AJ, and AJ's like, and that's a flagship station.
Okay,
I'll remember that.
Yeah,
and apparently there's some issues getting them on. We need to get them on our show. I reached out to Steve. And he said, I don't think it'll be a problem. And then I never heard back from.
I got to call. I'll
Steve
call Green.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene Diaz.
Yeah, let's get AJ. Let's get him in here. What game was he at the other day? He was at a football. Oh, he's at the Tech. Wait, no.
Rockets?
Yeah, he wasn't the Texans game, I think.
Was he at the Rockets? Because you could have picked him out because there were only 14 people there.
It was a football game.
We're on the other side.
Yeah.
Because I think we're going about all of this betting thing wrong, and I'll tell you why.
What are we doing? How are we doing it wrong?
That's a tease.
Oh, okay.
It's called Del.
Well, we know Lance isn't very professional, so.
No, I'm good with the teases. Y'all are the ones who ruined the teases.
No,
I learned the teases
in
790.
You forgot.
Coming up next, which team actually has a chance to be the champion in
you
NBA?
You are
we'll
bad
you
at teases, and you extend breaks far past they should, where they should
I'm
go.
I'm a break buster, but I'm great at teases.
No,
you're terrible at them.
This is a break now,
and
it's a tease.
Okay.
We're going to combine the two.
And I've also got the Rockets. I've got current NBA odds on the Rockets. I think
we just teased.
See?
So we go.
And now you're extending.
I'm building
you're
on your
extending
tease.
The segment again.
I'm building on the tease.
No,
Del. I'm building on the gambling tease.
Leave
what are
it
you
alone.
Talking about? I'm building on the tease.
No.
Y'all don't know how teases work.
It's time to go to break.
You know what? Spend some time at 790. Okay. Go figure out how teases work and come back.
Why don't you spend some more time
station?
At 790?
Yeah. You notice they're number one
you
now.
You don't have to yell at me, Del. You don't have to yell at me.
Go back.
It's John and Lance, despite Del, right here on Prime Social Radio.
No. That's a bad way to close out a segment. We're not on Prime Social Radio, but you can save people some money.
Yes, you can.
Bill Advisor, and you may need some if you have a bad day at the tables or you want to get into the tables. Look, I'm not telling you the money you save, you should immediately go play poker.
Yes.
But it's your choice. I'm not here to tell you what to do either. But I am here to tell you what to do when it comes to using Bill Advisor. And Bill Advisor, one of the ways that they are saving people just huge chunks of money, this is the one of the newer ways that they're making a big impact on putting money back in your pocket is with homeowners insurance. Bill Advisors got into the homeowners insurance business, and what they found is they can give you the exact same coverage you have right now with your homeowners insurance, but in most cases, substantially drop the price for you. Now, in my case, it was like this. I got the same coverage, and they were going to save me $900, but for $200 more, which ended up being a savings instead of $900 to $700, I got $100,000 more coverage on my home because my house was underinsured because the value had gone up over the last 12 years. And, you know, and this is a big deal for you. Get your homeowner's insurance. Get the rate that you deserve. Don't just sit there with the same company and pay too much every single year, year after year. And, yes, your coverage is still going to be great coverage that you can rely on and you can trust. And, by the way, while they're doing that, they'll check your car insurance as well. BillAdvisor.com, or to get a free quote right now within seconds on your homeowner's insurance, text MONEY to 232323.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, yeah, we are live at Prime Social, and we're going to be playing in the noon tournament. We want you to come on out. We've got bounties on our head. If you knock us out after the break, you're going to get our $100 chip. How's that?
There it is.
All right, so live here at Prime Social. By the way, Steve didn't call in yesterday. Steve lost dinner for two because he took Miami while our listener, what was our listener's name, Del?
Something. Jason.
Jason had the Texans, and guess who won that one? Oh, you're so stupid, Steve. Anyway, that happened right here, and so Jason is going to get dinner for two right here. We're going to play Beat the Limo Guy. You want to get Del? Let's pick our person right for Beat the Limo Guy today. It's at 7:30 exactly. Is Irene in there?
Yes,
she's here. That's awesome. Irene is always on time. Mm-hmm. She works for the. How about this? How about Irene? Like, she's somebody who has to check your tickets, right? Mm-hmm. At the game, so she's usually downstairs at the Diamond Club.
Yeah,
where the you know all the rich people. Let's go down to the Diamond Club, have dinner, and you know you can't get in there, right? But she's upstairs where my buddy has his suite. And she's at the top of the stairs there where we always walk up and you just go, hey, how you doing?
Look at John calling the Diamond Club elitist from the suite, Del.
Yeah, well,
I was in my suite and those fancy Diamond Clubbers.
But, okay, so Irene, you know, and I see her there all the time and she's like, she's in radio. And I said, well, come on. And you want to intern? Yeah, come to the station, get to know her a little bit and everything. So she's at the top of the stairs and she's like, well, you can't come up here. You have a media. No media is allowed up here in the streets.
Yeah.
I was like, Irene. Hello? Hey?
No.
She's like, no.
No.
I was like, Irene. And she's like, no.
No.
I'm like, what? What's up, bleeping? I'm like,
yeah. Hey,
oh, Del, I think that's called doing your job.
Yeah, she did her job. What's your problem?
Bill Belichick would love that.
How about just
you have
bend the
job.
Rules a little bit?
You have one job.
What have you done for her that she needs to bend the rules?
You know what? Me and her, we're buddies, okay?
And?
Yeah. So what did I do for her?
Yeah.
I got her a little internship at the station.
You think that's
I got her to work for free?
Exactly.
For us?
Why should she bend the rules for you?
I got her to work for free for us.
I got her to work for free for us.
Yeah. How about, hey, Irene, turn
well,
the other cheek.
You're welcome.
Hey, turn
listen,
the other cheek.
Listen.
What did Jesus say? Turn the
listen,
other cheek.
If you wake
the
up
way at, that works.
I've got a sweet job for you. I got a sweet job for you. Wake up at 5:30. Okay, maybe earlier, and then you can come in and work for free.
She's like, go get a ticket.
Answering calls from Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
How does this sound?
How does that sound?
And have
you talked to Gilbert 12 times a day.
And she tells me, Lance, is it okay if you talk to Gilbert off the air? He wanted to talk to you off
no.
the air. Like, yeah, that's fine. Just tell me whenever that's
yeah.
the case.
Anyway, so that happened. I forget where I was.
Well, basically, we were talking about the Rockets. No.
Here's what I wanted to talk about in this segment, because we teased it, remember?
Yeah.
And Lamont doesn't like us teasing. Don't be professional. Okay, don't worry, Lamont. We ain't going to be professional. Don't worry. So I think we go about it wrong. We're always looking for winners, right? Aren't we always looking for winners when we're betting?
Yeah. Well,
right?
Well, yeah.
No. I got a buddy that sells short on the stock. Why are we always looking for the good stocks? Let's look for the bad ones and bet against them.
Yeah.
Sell short.
True. That's true.
Some
people do that.
A lot of people do that. Well, not a lot, but it's much smarter than trying to. You know what? More people are like us that don't give a rat's ass
and try to find winners instead of losers.
And fail.
Yeah.
More people are like us.
It's easier to find losers.
It's easy to find losers.
Yeah.
You know what we do in sports? We are always looking for winners. Look for losers. You know who's a loser? The Raiders. If you bet against the Raiders.
Oh, God. This is just crystallizing right now. Just fade the losers.
Listen, dude. I've been
but the third string quarterback. It doesn't matter. You're playing the team. You're not playing the situation.
Nick Mullins was Joe Montana yesterday.
I know,
because he played the Raiders.
Yeah,
UTEP. You go find losers.
Losers, yeah.
And you're gonna make a ton.
So what do you call the Rockets right now?
Oh, dude.
Are you gonna fade the losers, or is this?
Oh, I'm fading them tonight, bro.
Are you
listen?
Really?
Because they've been losers. What are you going to do? I'm sorry.
I mean, they're losing badly,
dude. If you would have bet
and
against them every,
not caught
forget
up with
about
them.
Again. Don't find winners. If you'd have bet against the Rockets every game this year, you're making
do
cash.
Do you honestly believe that this is who they're going? Because this
no,
might
not,
be
no, it's not who they are.
No, but this,
tonight I think that might be, because James is still out.
This might be who they are without James.
Yes.
Let me bring up what I'm. This is going to surprise you, I think. The boys in Vegas have put out updated odds on NBA. Well, this is actually in Bovada. Okay. Dell, you don't have this, do you?
No.
Okay. These are updated odds as of 11-1. I have opening and I have current.
Okay.
The opening odds on the Golden State Warriors was 1-2 to win the NBA championship.
Well,
the
yeah.
current odds are 20-33. So, you know,
they've
I've never
gone,
even seen that
it's
before.
It's better odds. It's actually better now.
Yeah. Your Boston Celtics were 5-1. Now they're 7-1. Toronto Raptors were 14-1. Now they're 9-1. The Rockets opened at 17-2.
Okay.
What do you think they are right now? 17-2 is 8.5.
So they're 8.5-1. I would say they're probably 40-1 right now.
Dell?
25-1.
Okay, they're 12-1.
What? At 1-5
to win the Western Conference, they were 11-2. That's 5.5-1 to win the Western Conference. I'll get back to it. Golden State went from 2-5, and they're still 2-5. Where do you think the Rockets are right now to win the Western Conference? They were 11-2. What do you think they are now? That's 5.5-1.
The Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. So the NBA right now they're 12-1.
Yeah. Win the West. I know. Give me the Western Conference. 5.5-1.
It should be around the same because
6.5-1.
What?
They're 13-2. 6.5-1. They are the second favorite.
The Rockets?
In the Western Conference.
The Houston Rockets.
Still, and you know what? The Lakers have gone from 13-2, which is 6.5-1, to 16-1. It's like. Bovada's like, oh, this LeBron thing's not going to make as big a difference as we
apparently
thought.
They haven't watched any Rockets basketball.
So this is now what they're probably – so I wanted to talk about our – now we've always said, at least I have, and I think you agree, the people who do this for money are the ones you really should listen to because they got the most on the
yeah.
line as opposed to emotionalized.
No, but here's the deal, though.
We're watching.
But the problem with that is you have to take into consideration what the public thinks because if you give a real – if you give real odds
on futures, on
if
futures,
you give
yes.
real odds, then you're going to get slapped. You're going to get slammed
if they win.
You're going to get
or
slammed.
Or you'll steal money. if you give real odds, you'll also, everyone jumps on it. And if you know that this Rocket team ain't going to win a championship.
But a public team like Alabama, you always got to jack up the line.
But I don't know that the Rockets are a public team right now at 1-5. Well, this came out when they were 1-5.
No, but dude, if you were watching with your human eyes, you cannot say that the Rockets are only 6. You can't. But the Rockets were there last year in the finals and should have beaten them.
6.5-1 right now from 5.5-1. That's not a big enough drop after the first six games. But now you and I think that, and I'm sure Dell thinks that. But here's the problem. Maybe this is where we're missing. I'm sure the odds makers are saying James Harden has not played in the last three games. We are not in there, and they're a brand new team relative to some of their chemistry pieces. We are not going. One thing Vegas never does, or sports books, is overreact. They refuse to overreact because they can get crushed.
Yeah, but that's true. However, that
I think they're wrong. I don't see a good basketball
team. And it's this theory about Vegas, and I agree with you 100%. Those are the guys that have the most on the line. They're wrong sometimes.
Well, they're wrong sometimes. They're wrong sometimes. Yes. But they also don't overreact. We are an overreactive society, especially around sports. One game can swing you so strongly one way or another. Yeah. Well, the fact is, Vegas can't afford to do that. But they are saying, is there something here that we got to say, you know, let's pump the brakes a little. I know they look terrible right now. But when James Harden, who was the MVP last year, gets back, is that going to get the ship righted a little bit?
I don't see it. I don't see it.
What level will it?
I don't see it. Do you? I mean, honestly.
I definitely think it's going to get better, but that's irrelevant. I mean, they set a high bar. The question is, will it get better than 1-5? Yeah, it's going to get better than 1-5. Is it going to be playing the Western Conference Finals better? I mean, look, you look at teams like the Nuggets. I mean, you see all these teams, you just think, I don't know. The Rockets should end up being better than them if they just play good basketball. So I can see where you'd say, I'm not buying into Spurs, Nuggets, all these teams in the West. I could see where you wouldn't buy into them, right?
Right. I don't know. I'm with my human eyes. I'm thinking.
I don't know how you get behind a team that can't lose by less than 19 at home.
I can't. It's a bad basketball. They were 1-2. It's a bad team right now. And so were the Texans, though. And now they're
1-2 with James.
Now they're going to win the Super Bowl.
James,
you read my Sports Map article yesterday.
No one's believing you with that nonsense.
Really? Oh, really?
They're not winning.
I can't find
Super
a
Bowl.
Loss. I can't find another loss. That's what I think. And you know what? Listen to me.
I think that the Rockets are going to get better. Here's my concern. I don't see them as a better team than last year in any. I didn't beforehand. I didn't think anything with Carmelo would make any difference at all in a positive way. And I just don't see anybody on the roster right now. Like, that's why I think they are going to do everything they can to go all in on the Jimmy Butler thing. I'm not sure it's going to be great for the locker room to have Melo, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler, and James Harden.
Man,
but
there's
a collection of three of those players can really play.
I thought Chris Paul and James Harden were going to punch each other at midcourt trying to wrestle the ball. When Jimmy Butler gets here and he sees James.
But they didn't.
But when he sees James playing defense, Jimmy Butler and they're going to go to blows. It'll be awesome.
He's gonna demand certain things of James, like the ball,
like effort,
and the ball.
Right.
Two things that I'm not sure are going to work great. And I don't know. This is just really. I just really think that I don't think Jimmy Butler's the answer. But you know what? They're also not good enough right now without Jimmy Butler. So I see where they're coming from.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's going to be a magic panacea.
Yeah, they thought. You know what? I don't know why for 2 years they thought that Carmelo.
But
was
Melo is
be
not. But
good.
This is way bigger than Melo.
It's bigger than Bezdelic too.
Yeah, it
I
is.
I mean, stop. All right, Jeff, you're going to be a first up here on the other side. 713-780-3776.
I feel a trade coming.
You do?
Trader Jeff's on the line.
Trader Jeff. I want to talk about my boy, Michael, over at Pick Me Events. PickMeEvents.com. PickMeEvents.com. We had this at my daughter's wedding. So awesome. And everybody was over there. He really is. But he's just got, it's this giant thing. It's not a photo booth, but it might as well be. It's the same concept. But he'll email you the photos, or you can get the photos right there. They print them out right there. And I've got, as a matter of fact, It is so much fun. He's got the funny hats or whatever, that sunglass, the Elton John sunglasses. He's got all kinds of stuff there that you can make. But it makes your party so much more fun. It really, really does. And weddings, bar mitzvahs, barbecues, whatever company event that you have, he's got it all. He's got a throne. If you want to play Game of Thrones, he's got one. Okay, he's got fireworks, photo booth, marquee, love letters. He'll take you to and from. He's got a party bus, limos. He does everything to make your event better. PickMeEvents.com, PickMeEvents.com. Use promo code BENCH. Receive 30% off your reservation for any day in the future. Reservation must be placed. Hurry. Go now. Takes a $100 deposit to have Michael at your event. PickMeEvents.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 735 ESPN 97.5. Let's see if we got a trade in the works. Jeff is with us. Dell, who's our contestant for Beat the Limo Guy?
I believe it's Donovan.
Donovan?
Yes.
What a great name. I'm going to name my next kid Donovan. It's a great name.
I feel like somebody's been climbing on.
Oh, speaking of which,
you're less focused than I am, and I'm never focused.
Well, I've only got, like, honestly, two hours of sleep.
It's a sleep thing.
And I was climbing on last night. But here's the deal. Apparently, they were drinking beer on the Blitz yesterday and burping into the microphone.
That's just a heat check with ratings.
Well, let's see if we can do whatever they want.
Drink and burp.
No,
burp.
Remember? They can do whatever the bleep they want.
I tell you, I got to tell you something. I think that's sends a strong message to 610 and 790 that our show can just sit and drink and burp and, like, we can beat you. We always used to say we could beat guy teams, people in ratings with just farting on a mic, like, here you go.
Yeah. We could beat you with ours, and we could beat you with theirs.
You know what? We're going to burp into a mic and still rate better than you.
Right. All right, Jeff is here on ESPN 9. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. Lance is right. I do have I wanted to talk about trades Rockets should do and shouldn't do. The first thing is the Jimmy Butler for 4 first-round picks. It's got to be a fake story, and I just want to say the reason why is because the Timberwolves would have already traded him, in my opinion, because that would be the worst trade in Rockets history. It would set us back a decade. And if you disagree with that, you can look at the Nets trade. It set them back a decade. You can already see
where
it.
Where are the Nets drafting and where are the Rockets?
High drafting every year.
The Rockets haven't been.
You have to look at the trade. The picks are given up. They're giving them over, like, one every other year. So it's over a course of, like, 6 to 8 years. So we're going to be terrible probably in 6 years.
Hold on. You keep saying we're going to be terrible. Tell me the last time the Rockets were terrible.
Yeah. When would they draft in the top five ever?
There's no precedence for what you're saying.
Yao was the last time they drafted high, and that wasn't even their pick.
Yeah, there's no precedence for what you're saying, Jeff, is you're assuming they're not going to be good when
they always
are. Reality is they're never in the – even when they weren't that great, they were still not in the lottery, or it was a bad lottery pick. I mean, that's the point is, what is the value of a first-round pick if you're not in the top
six, seven,
eight?
You can find great quality players from 10 to 20 every single draft. Kawhi Leonard. Danny Green, but you're cherry picking. There's many examples.
But do you say there's many examples? There's also many more of guys who are just non-factors.
Jeff, do you know what the hit rate is on a first rounder, especially a late first rounder in the NBA draft? It's like 2%.
It's really, really low.
Yeah, you can't just cherry pick. What you have to understand is that the Rockets don't need star quality players per se every year, but quality role players. And in the first round, 15 to about 35, you can find high quality 10 to 15 point guys that play hard-nosed defense. It would set the Rockets back a very long time. It's not a good trade for a guy who may not even stay with us, who's very temperamental, almost Terrell Owens-like. And I don't even know if he'd want to stay with the Rockets if at the end of free agency. Imagine now, giving up four first-rounders.
Now, I agree. Now,
You'd have to work out a deal first.
Your point you just made, I think there's validity in the point you were just making. I don't think you were speaking with an awful lot of certainty about what the Rockets' draft picks are going to be when the reality is, A, they haven't drafted in like 40 years.
Yeah, when was the last time they had a draft pick, by the way, a first rounder?
I think it was Marcus Morris over
and
Leonard.
And, by the way, over Leonard.
But, yeah, it's the
nice
reality
job,
is
Darryl.
The Rockets don't usually have favorable draft picks.
No.
Because they're always competitive. And so those draft picks aren't worth
they
much.
Don't have draft picks. When was the last time the Rockets drafted in the first round? Sam Decker? And they got Sam Decker? When was the last time?
I think that is. I think that is the last time they had a first
round. And it's so late. What's the difference? I mean, listen, the Nets, I agree with you. It's horrible because the Nets are always up there at the top, picking at the top. The Rockets, no, they're never at the top. And if you're not in the top three in the NBA draft, and no, honestly, it goes about seven. I remember the Rockets had the seventh pick back. I forget what. They were like, well, might as well have a second round.
Well, you know, every draft is different. There are some of them where we've seen some drafts where the seventh pick is just terrible.
Terrible.
And we've seen others where it was a lot deeper. I would say this: I'm not a big believer in the Rockets giving up four first round picks because they haven't done any building from within now. But Daryl Morey basically just says, they're in win-now mode because they got Chris Paul on a contract. I mean, Jeff, this is what you have to recognize. They have committed to a Chris Paul window. That window is definitely a smaller window. They are trying to win right over the next 2 years they're trying to win.
And, oh, by the way, when Chris Paul is gone, Manny, I believe in Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is going to get somebody else.
Yeah, when is he not?
When he always does. He always does. Daryl Morey always puts
a competitive team
until this year.
He got
on
Chris
the court.
Harden. He got, and then we're six games in. He got Chris Paul. Yeah. He got James Harden.
Better watch your ass, D'Antoni, because 11 games in, Mikhail
got
fired.
He got Tracy McGrady. He gets big stars because he figures out. One of the reasons is he's been ahead of the curve in terms of the value of draft picks. Other teams have valued it more. He values it less. Because they value it more, he's able to use that as leverage when the reality is a 21st draft pick isn't worth a whole lot. Not relative to making a big impact on teams. Now, what you'll have is people like Jeff, and I'm not picking on you, Jeff. This is a lot of people do this, is you'll go and say, well, what about this guy? What about this guy?
Yeah.
But the majority of players are not star players who
go
come
from look it. At the NBA draft. Over the last 5 years, and the back end of the first round, and I don't think you can't put a team together.
Now, Jeff, what Jeff said about he may not stay, you may be renting a player. That's potentially true.
That is true. You worked that deal out with his agent before.
Yeah, you have to know that.
Okay, we're gonna get him, but he's gotta be here, and we're gonna get him out of that situation, and he's gonna come down here to Houston, but he's gotta be here. 7:42 ESPN 97.5 live at Prime Social. Lance and I both in the tournament at noon. Come hang with us here. You beat us.
Well, by hang out we mean bring your $120 entry fee and come take a shot at us.
Yeah, bring your best shot, Biz Notches.
Wow.
No, I'm not being aggressive there. I'm actually being totally honest. Bring your best shot and see what you got. Poker-wise, Biz Notches, right here at Prime Social. Westheimer and Stony Brook, just west of Voss or Hillcroft, however you like. Lance is on the Hillcroft side. The Voss side.
That's the fancy side. That Hillcroft, we have shawarma. We have tandoori. We have a Guatemalan restaurant. On the Voss side, it's Killen's STQ Steakhouse. We have Riegel's Barbecue.
Dells.
We have the Dell.
The Dell.
Which I love. We just need to get Dell at the Dell.
I sent him a picture.
I watched two playoff baseball games, Astros.
Yeah, how did it work out for you?
It was good. The first one was good.
Yeah,
the Red Sox.
The second one
wasn't good.
Yeah.
And it was after games two and three losses, and we're like, we got to get back there for game four.
Yeah.
We got to because we're superstitious.
Guess what?
I could have watched it from the dugout. It wasn't going to matter against the Red Sox.
No. Screw the Red Sox.
team of destiny, unfortunately.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Presented by Coors Light. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us here. 713-780-3776, live at Prime Social, a noon tournament. We've got bounties on our head. You knock us out, and you get $100. Come get some. Last few times, I give that $100 chip to the dealers because you can't do it, because you're not man enough, okay, or woman enough to knock me out. So come try to get some. Here's what we do. We play in a tournament the first Thursday of every month. Guess who got knocked out first last night? Yeah. Got my ass handed to me. But that's okay. Freddie, Uncle Freddie. Yeah. Thanks, Uncle Freddie. Jerk. I did go out early. But then we had a cash game. And guess what? There's Sim Decker. Falling down.
Yeah, I remember that.
How'd that work? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.
Clint Capella is the outlier. First-round pick, still with the team that got, you know, a big contract extension, yeah. The second contract. That is the outlier for the Houston
Rockets.
Yeah,
but since he painted his hair, he sucks.
But, you know, yeah, that's true. He's got to get it back on. But, you know, really, though, if you're going to build teams, you got to build from within. You got to grow your own. And then, but the Rockets are in it. And this is what concerns me about Daryl is always trying to win. I mean, and that's great. But, you know, I just think philosophically there are going to be some times where you got to just try to reload and replenish with younger guys. You look at all the Trevor Ariza, P.J. Tucker, Eric Gordon, James Harden. None of these guys are homegrown, and a lot of them are veterans. And now you start ending up with an old team. Like, you have James, who's not old. He's in his prime. Melo's old. Chris Paul is old. P.J. Tucker's old. Like, you're dealing with an older – Eric Gordon is getting older. You're dealing with an older team now. And older teams are the ones that can fall off the cliff very, very quickly. And they got older this year. Well – I don't know that that's true because they lost Ariza. So I'd actually have to see if they got – well, they lost Ariza and picked up Carmelo. So they definitely got older. But I don't know. At some point, Daryl's going to have to sit down, make draft picks. Because if he deals four draft picks, and because they are spaced out, you have to do that, first of all, because you can't trade that many consecutive first-round picks. So
Yeah, you got to go every other year.
There's a trigger that you have to use to make it work.
You can't trade – consecutive years.
But at some point, you know, one thing that he doesn't do is Daryl doesn't move up. Like, what would make sense is if you say, well, okay, well, all the talent is early in the lottery, then move up there and go get it.
No, you don't.
But he doesn't. I don't think he believes in that.
When was the last time?
No, he just doesn't do it.
No, but when was the last time you saw that anywhere? If you trade someone for their pick and you get.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you don't see teams trading like the NFL trading up in the
yeah team. You do you see teams who make moves
swapping
wasn't there a trade the Trae Young pick was a trade I mean they swap you pick for me
yeah
and then it gets dealt well that's how they do it in the NBA
yeah but a top three pick or so it's usually later
not but yeah, it's lottery. It's lottery. Go get a lottery player.
Yeah, but again, lottery could be.
Go get a lottery player. And I just think right now you are right now beholden to James and Chris. That's just what
it
is. It's you know, more some teams are controlled by players and some teams are less controlled by players. I believe that the Rockets are controlled a lot by James Harden. And now you've added Chris Paul. They want a Carmelo. Carmelo's here. Now, it's easy to say, well, Daryl Morey was tracking after Carmelo forever, and that is true. You know, that's an accurate statement. I'm not sure, though, that James and Chris didn't have a lot to do with pushing this.
No, group. Chris Paul had everything to do with
and,
that.
And you can't – it really concerns me when one player has this much control over a team. Now, if that player is LeBron James, well, that's a little different. But there's very few players that I want to have this much control where you are beholden to that player in some regards. You know, if this player doesn't get along with these guys and they've got to go and all that.
Or this coach? And
yeah.
So he's got to go?
A coach, a player, you know, Dwight. And James and Dwight didn't love each other or whatever.
Right.
But it didn't – I don't think it really – it didn't kill the team at all. And I didn't hear any really bad stories about it. I just know that they weren't crazy about each other. But I do think it's awfully tough when one player has control over, nope, the roster needs to look like this. I want Josh, you know, Smith. This coach has got to go. This guy in, like – man, you know, that makes me very uncomfortable because once you give and this is where the NBA has a little different structure. All the money's guaranteed. You're at supermax. You got to have multiple superstars to win. At least that's a thought. So you get a lot of egos and a lot of money in there, and they can really push organizations around a little bit. I don't know that that's happening for sure, but I don't feel like I'm that far off that James Harden is. You know, everything's got to kind of run through James. If he's not happy with the coach, well, then what? If he's not happy with other players and team, well, then what? Then what are you going to do?
Well,
that's a lot of power for one guy to have.
But guess what? It's the NBA.
It's the NBA. I don't think it's like that necessarily on every team. I think there's degrees and levels of it. I mean, LeBron was obviously like
that. Well, guess what?
But that's why I said, except for LeBron, I'll have, hey, the best player in basketball.
Yeah, but
you can do that.
Guess who was the best team last year? And guess who got to the Western Conference seventh game? So, I mean, that you got to live with that. That's you know what? And then after that,
I don't think it's preferable.
I'm with Raheel. Raheel's like, oh, look at us, stroke us. We're Western Conference. We were a hamstring away. I think they got fat and happy this offseason. They got fat and happy.
You think that's what it is?
Yes.
I think they were just trying to figure out what can we do, and there are no moves.
No, I think that they were all proud of themselves. I think they were all proud. And then they came into this year. You know what? It looks like the Warriors are still hungry.
You really think it's they were all proud? I don't think it was all proud of themselves. I think they had the best shot they had. And that was you have certain things. Everything comes together. And I think everything came together for the Rockets, and that was their shot. And I don't think their shot –
no, why? They're talented, Lance. They're talented.
They're not shooting the ball well.
No.
You think they're just too, like, you think Eric Gordon. See, this is why I don't buy into that. You think Eric Gordon, who's shooting particularly poorly right now, you think he just said, you know what? I'm pretty happy with what we did last year.
No,
I'm just not
going to work on shooting. I think that they were living off their laurels this offseason. I don't think that they went into this offseason saying, damn it, we were that close. We got to get over the top.
You don't think Daryl and Tad
Daryl ain't shooting shots. Guess what?
Yeah, but I don't think Eric Gordon. You say then that would be saying Eric Gordon's not a professional. I think Eric Gordon is one of the real pros in the locker room from what I've been told.
Well, guess what?
But he's just not shooting well. He's a shooter who's in a slump. You wouldn't say that about Carlos Correa was fat and happy and that's why he didn't play well this year.
No. But you don't think that the Astros.
I thought the Astros looked very hungry. I just thought the Astros still had the same level of hunger. It's hard to win back-to-back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to avoid injury. We do have to remember now, the Rockets are in the midst. And I'm not trying to thunderstick it here, but I can't believe they're 1-5, but I also don't believe they're a good basketball team. And I don't believe, and I did not believe that this was going to be their year. Well, as soon as you brought Carmelo in, you're stuck. He's not going to make the team that much, but you didn't do anything to make your team better this offseason.
But why did you have to get better? You were 65-win team.
You should
be one of the top teams right now.
Well, here's why. You couldn't control keeping Trevor Ariza. He was too expensive.
Trevor, I can't believe that Trevor Ariza makes this team go from the best to literally the worst.
You know what? I think he was good for the locker room. I think there were some intangibles.
And so is Chris Paul. And so is P.J. Tucker.
Do you think
– you lost Trevor Ariza, and you went from the best to the worst?
No. That's why you probably didn't. That's why it's an overreaction to say they're the worst.
We'll see.
That's why it's the overreaction. But I don't know where they are. I can tell you this. I don't – you know what? Pull your heads out of your collective asses and beat the Nets tonight. I don't care if James Harden isn't there. You got enough talent to compete with the Nets. Go out there and beat the Nets on the road and show people that you're going to turn it around.
Guess who's got the Nets tonight?
Who?
Me.
You're on the wrong side.
Am I? We'll see.
I hope.
Oh, there's Steve. He's always on the wrong side. All right? He owes. I got
he's
the number
Florida
for the
State guy.
That
he is now.
Florida State and Miami Dolphins. Look at him.
Don't play. Don't just
terrible.
Play your state. Don't bet the state.
Okay. Terrible. All right. Let's talk about Prime Social.
Let's talk about it. Prime Social. Steve, sit down here for a second, Steve. They got something actually special going on right now. Is this a Prime Social
Steve
social
is special.
Spot?
That's for sure.
Well, is this a spot right now, too?
Yes.
Because I want to tell you about. So, Steve, you guys are doing this for a second time. Coming up this it's a Wednesday, right? Is it the 14th?
Yes. Whoa.
Hold on, we'll get your thing. But it's the 14th of November. There. You guys are going to have your – where you bring the ladies in, and you can learn poker. You got mimosas. What? You got the whole setup here.
Salmon? Do you have salmon? Have Do you have a salmon salad?
Cream cheese, you know, cream all cheese? Kinds of things going on here for you. Yeah, it's a really good event.
Cream cheese?
Lots of cream cheese.
Why? Yeah.
Ladies
don't like
sorry.
Cream cheese. They want salad with salmon.
Nah, people can have cream cheese they want. Quit trying to shame people into what they eat.
Listen,
you want to, you know, the ladies who play poker?
Now nobody's going to come.
No. Most importantly, they have mimosas.
Yeah.
So you're gonna teach people. If you don't know how to play, or you want to learn to play better, you want to learn more, you can come here. Maybe you want the wife to let you. You know, maybe it's a matter of saying, hey, the wife or girlfriend, I want her to come. Be part of this, so she lets me come out and play a little bit more at Prime Social.
Well, that's the whole thing, is making sure everybody's included in this. You know, I mean, the community is about 97% male-dominated, and there's definitely going to be a shift coming up, but more and more ladies are coming out, and we want to make sure that they feel included and safe and have a place.
Especially
they
if they're hot.
Sure.
Just irrelevant.
Can you turn his
that.
Mic off, Ron?
Completely irrelevant.
They're trying to do a spot for my people here at Prime. Turn his mic completely off.
I have to admit, though, the last crowd was rather attractive. I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out there. It was beautiful people out there.
So this is going to be coming up, but you also that's going to be coming up on the 14th.
Correct.
And that's going to be at noon.
Yeah, it's a like a daytime thing where you can come where. You know, the place isn't overcrowded or anything like that. Nice and set up.
Mimosas in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
John knows more about that.
So, on Saturdays, also, you guys have also made a change now as well.
Yeah, we added a guarantee to our Saturday tournament and switched it over to No Limit Hold'em. Mm-hmm. 10K guarantee this Saturday at noon. $300 freeze-out format. It's not a rebuy. It's a freeze-out format.
So once you're out, you're out.
Correct. But, you know, a lot of these guarantees that go on around town – those are free buy tournaments, so it just pumps up the prize pool. Yeah. This is a freeze out $300, $10,000 guarantee.
Yeah.
So
once somebody's out, they're out, so that can alter the way that you play.
Correct.
Alter your strategy, and if you're a little tighter, you might have a little better shot here. Or if you're more aggressive early on against a tight crowd, maybe that gives you the advantage.
You know, it's designed a little bit away from the gambler and more from the skilled player. Freeze outs typically are things that the people that like to actually play some poker.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be going on every Saturday. It's now a No Limit Hold'em tournament, $300 buy-in on Sundays. They start at 2. Every single day there's a tournament going on at noon other than Sundays, and then those noon tournaments are usually No Limit, but Wednesday is the Pot Limit Omaha tournament. So make sure you get in here. Cash games going on 24 hours a day from Thursday through Monday, and 24 hours. You've got dedicated parking. You'll see the parking lot is packed. All the poker players in Houston and the neighborhood players and everything are now headed in here, and why not? The very best. Big screen TVs surround the place. Oversized leather chairs. Brand new tables. Tremendous food. You guys really, you made the right pick. The guy that you brought in, the food is taking a big step up.
Yeah, I put it on at least 5 pounds since we changed the
table. I love this. They'll roll a table right there. They'll roll a small table right next to the table so you can eat while you play. So make sure you get over here and enjoy the very best poker, the standard in the city of Houston. It is Prime Social. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer. Don't forget, John and I, bounties on the heads. Come play with us in the tournament today at noon right here at PrimeSocialTX.com.
ESPN 97.5.